This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We're going to hear now a commencement speech for the graduates of the future. This is To the Class of 2050 by Jen Spira.
Class of 2050, faculty, alumni, family, and friends. I remember when I sat where you sit today. The year was 2020. The fires from the impact still smoldered in their craters. Madonna's Dance Dance Boom Boom had just hit the airwaves. Athleisure was bigger than ever, and it seemed like everyone I knew was either dead or enslaved by the tall ones. I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. A couple of friends were talking about combing the wreckage for survivors, and a couple of other friends were talking about combing the wreckage for food. Meanwhile, my boyfriend was begging me to come with him to Chicago to do improv. I didn't know where to start. I had no money, no flint, and no plan. Sure, I had a bachelor's degree in English, but what was I going to do with that? Plus, like many survivors, I no longer had skin on my face or my hands. Luckily, it didn't take me long to learn that there's only one thing you have to worry about, and that's following your passion. If you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. Maybe you're passionate about making spears, or cudgels, or daggers to fend off our oversized invaders. Perhaps you're more interested in nunchucks, or spikes, or clamps. Whatever it is, simply follow your interest and have at it. If you take away anything from this speech, let it be this. Success doesn't mean having a big house or a fancy corner office. There's only one true measure of success, and that's how close you can get to deciphering the Mayan hieroglyph that will show humanity how to defeat the tall ones. When I was your age, I had big plans. I was going to find the glyph, I was going to decode it, and free my fellow humans from our tragic captivity. But then, you know what happened? I fell in love with long-form journalism. I met the love of my life at USC, we had two beautiful children, and eventually, being humanity's savior fell by the wayside. Do I have regrets? Sometimes. The tall ones tore my husband and my children apart in front of my eyes. As I listened to their screams, did I wish that I put in a little more glyph time? Sure, I made mistakes. That's called being human. Remember, life is 10% what happens to you, 10% how you respond to it, and 80% how good your reflexes are when the tall ones come at your throat with their pinchers. Today, you guys are going to be awarded diplomas. You've earned it. But remember that a diploma's just a piece of paper. What really matters is what you do with that piece of paper. And I strongly recommend burning it to ward off the tall ones, for they fear an open flame. Thank you, and good luck.
Words of wisdom for apocalyptic times. That was To the Class of 2050 by Jen Spira, performed for us by Rachel Dratch. I'm David Remnick. You're listening to the New Yorker Radio Hour. More to come.